Blog Talk Radio.
To a special edition of Jawanza for Life. I am very, very excited. Been waiting for this show, and I want to thank all of the listeners who have tuned in. I know you've been waiting for it, too. This is going to be an exciting, exciting show, and you'll be glad that you tuned in. Wow, this is one of those shows that can really change your life. It can enhance your life. It can change your life. It can prepare you for life, actually. So, without further ado, I'm going to give you what you've been waiting for. Let me introduce my guest to you. I see you on the line, brother, and I'm going to come right to you in 1 second. My special guest today is Sanu Parah Keparang. Now, Sanu Parah has been studying astrology and spiritual science under Shechem Meshechem Ra'un Nefer Amen's tutelage for over 20 years and has earned the credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer as certified by Dr. Amen. Sanu Parah has taught Bazi seminars and workshops throughout the United States and conducts Bazi consultations all over the world. He has developed courses and training content for the Tawi Network in the effort to introduce this phenomenal system to the world at large. Without further ado, I want to get to my guest, because tonight we're going to be talking about Bazi astrology. Brother Sanu Parah, welcome to Jawanza for Life. Great to have you.
Peace and blessings, my brother. How are you doing? Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. Definitely, I'm humbled.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited, my brother. I've been waiting for this show, and I know that the listeners are ready for this, too, because this is one of those shows that can enhance your life, it can change your life, it can add to the quality of your living. Everybody's looking for answers. I mean, this life thing can be something else, and I'm sure all the listeners can attest. This life thing can really be something else, and we need a compass, you know, to help us to navigate, to guide through, and to understand the meaning of events, why things happen again and again and again, why certain things happen to us, and, you know. So this show, is with that in mind, is going to help a lot of people to get a better understanding of life, you know, life cycles, you know, energies, you know, and all of the things that may have perplexed us, you know, throughout the years. And so I'm just thankful to have you back on board. We've spoken before, and all of the interviews that we've done have been phenomenal, and I know that this one will be no different. So tonight, my brother, again, the floor is yours. We're going to be talking about Bazi astrology. So please, if you would, because there may be some people that are familiar with Bazi, and there may be some people who are hearing the term Bazi astrology for the very first time. So for those people, I don't want to assume that everybody knows what Bazi astrology is. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of the listeners who tuned in. I see you on board. The phone lines are lighting up. Thank you to all of the members of the Osera Set Society for tuning in. Thank you for everybody in Healthy 247 for tuning in. Queen Renee, thank you for tuning in. Ma, thank you for tuning in. I want to thank everybody. So, brother, for those who don't know, what is Bazi astrology, and how can it benefit us from knowing what this system is all about?
Well, I appreciate the intro that you gave. I'm very excited about Bazzi. It's one of those things that has become, you know, a chore-less job. You know, it's like I tour the country introducing people to the subject, and it's phenomenal because, you know, once you really understand what Bazzi is, you might really be pressed, as I am, to wonder how people are surviving without it. I mean, you know, Bazzi fundamentally is an astrology. It is a science that helps to articulate how the energies and our life force are configured. To make that understandable, consider that every single thing that we do takes energy, right? Right now we go to school to learn what are the key skills and subject matters that we need to live a successful life, right? You know, we spend some 15 to 20 years of our lives, even more if we want to get really advanced education. And the premise is that we're going to learn what are the key fundamental skills that will allow us to succeed in life. But in none of those years do we learn something like Bazzi. And it's about time we do something about that. I mean, if you think about it, every single talent, every single quality, every single aspect of our way of functioning takes energy. It takes energy to do every single thing that we want to do. It takes energy even to do the things that we would rather not do. And the Bazzi is a system that helps us to, that's real, right? Bazzi, I mean, let's think about it, right? A person looks to another person that's dating them and they say, you know, you're not romantic enough. You know, we do the same thing, you know, you're not spontaneous, you know, or that we have this way of saying things to each other, you know, you talk too much. You know, I wish you could just give me some space. These are things that we've heard people say, you know, hear people do. Little did we know that there were energies that were at the source of these tendencies within us. You know, right now, sometimes you have to brainstorm. You have to sit down, write a plan. You have to sit down and do something mathematical. You have to follow an instruction. These might be things we take for granted. These are everyday tasks that become part of the goals and life challenges that we face. And yet little did we know that there was an energy. There is an energy that governs the expression of each of these things that I mentioned. The ability to be analytical. The ability to think deeply on a subject. The ability to think on our feet and improvise. All of these are things that we may or may not see qualities in ourselves. And little did we know that those qualities existed or did not exist because an energy that governed that manifestation was present or not present in our life force. So I want you to understand that everybody is born with a configuration of energy. And Bazzi gives us a way of looking at that energy as it is composed. And that energy configuration that is composed when you're born, when you take your first breath, you actually have a composition or mixture of different energies in your life force that contribute to these different qualities. Let's look at that. You have somebody that might need the skill of, you know, creative imaginativeness, and someone else who needs the skill of being mathematical. I mean, everyone takes math in school, but there is an actual energy that governs the mathematical ability. And what was discovered thousands of years ago was a system that categorized and identified what energy does what. So let's think about that. You know, there's an energy that governs romanticism in our spouse, as I mentioned earlier. And that energy that governs romantic system, it has an energy that underlies it, that if your spouse has it in abundance, they may be able to be the most romantic, the most sympathetic, the most affectionate type of partner. And if that energy is deficient, well, then it's like bleeding the turnip trying to get romanticism out of that partner. And little did you know that that was really the source behind the way that person tended to function. There might be a child of yours that needs to improve their math skills, their math grades. And little did you know that there is an energy that could be cultivated, nurtured, modified within that child to help that child improve its mathematical ability and skill. And fundamentally, that's what Ba-Z is a science for us. Ba-Z is a way of helping us to understand what were the energies that were configured in our life force. When we took our first breath, when we were born, that first breath created an imprint, a snapshot of the energies in the earth. And that snapshot had certain energies that were at its height, other energies that were deficient and very low, some energies that were kind of like in the middle, because the earth has these cycles of energies where every mode of energy is going through an oscillation between its height and apex and its very lowest point in its cycle. And each of these energies governs qualities, governs attributes, governs abilities, you see? And by knowing what is configured in your chart and how they are positioned, you can know and understand what your assets and your liabilities are. Now, you might say to yourself, people interact with people. The closer you get to somebody, the closer you get to know what their assets and liabilities are anyway. I mean, you don't need Ba-Z to know that when you interact with such and such, he's got an anger problem. You know,
right.
So-and-so has a problem with vanity. So-and-so is full of herself. I mean, Ba-Z is not needed for you to experience that quality in a person's personality. However, if you're the person who knows, I don't want to keep losing my job because of this anger problem. You know, anger helps me when I'm playing football. It hurts me a lot when I'm at home and my personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person who needs to cultivate certain qualities to improve your money, to improve your ability to sustain a living or to improve your relationships, little did you know that there were energies that you can understand was the source of the good and the bad within you, and then you can do something about it. You see, that energy that we're speaking of in your Ba-Z, the Ba-Z astrology system, it articulates these energies that coordinate the various aspects of our lives. So, you know, people have these qualities that land jobs, but then there are also these energies that coordinate your ability to attract to you help, resources, education, mentoring, you know, a helping hand. There are many people whose lives are overly abundant in help. They get help whether they ask for it or not because their life force, the way their energy is configured, it attracts to them help, good guidance, good educational background, good mentoring opportunities. People come to assist these people. And then there's other people who couldn't pay for a helping hand, a hug. There are some people who, despite their best intentions, they can't get help to save their life. They go for a loan, and it's almost like the loan officer smells them coming and shuts the door quickly before the person gets a chance to apply. And yet little did they know that there was something internal to their configuration that was contributing to that. See, we look at life as if life outside of us is completely because of some force outside of our control. And yet Vazi is phenomenal in that you begin to see that there are many things that happen in our lives that we can affect from the inside out. For example, one of the energies in your life force configuration can coordinate your power and status, your ability to rise in social groups, to be recognized, to get promotions, you know, to be popular, to be able to influence and affect people around you, to articulate your leadership, and so on. There's an energy within your configuration that helps you to do these things. Well, there are some people who constantly are overlooked for promotion. They have a job for 20 years, and, you know, the boss comes to them and says, great, you've been here for 20 years, and they're all eager in anticipation of the promotion, and they say to them, well, we want you to train this young intern to do the job, and they get overlooked constantly but for promotion. They don't get the respect that they need or deserve to be able to carry out their function. Maybe they function in a leadership capacity, but they're constantly being questioned or not respected. And you would think, oh, no, this is my environment. This is outside of me. This is, you know, something that is beyond my control. And yet we've had people using the Vazi system do things to transform their energy from the inside out, do things in the comfort of their own home, simple things that could be done by anybody ages 5 all the way up to 80. We have people in elementary schools today learning Vazi to enhance their learning and the behaviors of the children. And people with that age range can manipulate their energy and change not only how they function, but what's happening in their circumstances. There are some people that are trying to look for work. They're trying to find money. They have great skills, great talents, and yet, you know, money is moonwalking away from them as they try to run towards it. And yet little did they know that the wealth opportunities, the income opportunities that they're looking for were impacted by how their energy was configured. And so Vazi becomes such a passionate subject when you realize that your fellowship, your relationship with others, your productivity and creativity, your ability to be productive, your ability to learn and to apply what you've learned, all of these different aspects of our lives are coordinated by our life force. And it makes it such a phenomenal subject because, you know, we all can attest to some area of our life that we've seen these patterns in our lives where we always tend to have problems with these kinds of people, or we always tend to run into these kind of issues, or the person is great on the job and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they can't keep a man, or they can't keep a woman, mm-hmm. or they can't figure out their children to save their lives. They got all of these degrees, and they sit at home with a blank stare trying to figure out why is this kid acting like it's brain damage, when really all it is to have a tool like Vazi to help us to understand exactly what's going on and adjust our life forces to, as you say, save our lives. Phenomenal system.
You know, brother, you said a lot. Uh-huh. You said a lot there, and I want to ask a question that I know that someone might be thinking, because you actually have mentioned the word several times, and that is life force. So just so that I'm clear and everybody that's listening is clear, so are you saying that when each of us are born, that when we take that first breath, that there are, I guess, energies that are present that and they're vibrating at different frequencies, I imagine, for lack of a better term, for every single person. And there are some energies that are more conducive towards wealth. There are some energies that are more conducive towards, for example, use the example that you gave concerning mathematics. Someone might have skill in mathematics, or, you know, prone to be good in mathematics. Somebody else might be deficient in that area. Someone might be more prone to be romantic. where someone else might be more prone to be a hermit, for lack of a better term, and that once we are born and these energies are configured in whatever way that they're configured, that we're going to play out these patterns the way the energies are configured, and regardless of how we may try. For example, the good example that you use concerning the person on the job waiting to get the promotion, constantly being leapfrogged by people who may have just started. Now, there has to be a way, though, to be able to, once you realize, for example, you take somebody, they may have had their Bazi chart done. They listen to this show and they're like, you know what, I need to find out more about this Bazi, okay? So they get their chart done. And they find that when they took their first breath, the energies were configured in such a way that, say, for example, they might not be good in math, or, you know, they may be prone to, you know, be the strong, silent type and not, you know, do very well with communicating. Their Bazi showing this to them, making this aware to them that these are going to be your tendencies, or these have been your tendencies. Now, once they get chart done, there has to be a way now for them to be able to rectify or correct whatever the deficiency is, correct?
Absolutely, my brother, absolutely, which is the whole name of the game. You see, the whole name of the game is that we know, you know, I always say to people when I sit down and work with them and do a consultation, you know you your whole life. Bazi is not going to necessarily be the subject that has you discover something new about you. But for whatever it is that you've known about your life, you know, you might say, I'm shy. No, you're not shy. You have an energy configuration that is inclined to express shyness. That's a big difference. That's a paradigm shift, a mental shift, to be able to change from saying, no, I'm an alpha type, to no, I have an alpha type energy configuration. Because sometimes that alpha type energy configuration could be messing up your life. Sometimes that shyness could be keeping you from the big date. You know, you're sitting there with this energy configuration of shyness, and there goes a beautiful girl across the hall, and, you know, in your mind, you done walked up and approached her 12 times, and you never get the phone number because you never actually walk up to her and say something, and you think that's you. That's not you. You're a life force body. You have a physical body, but you have a life force body that animates that body. You understand that? If you didn't have a life force body, that then you would just be the empty shell of a vehicle, right? When someone dies, it's not them that dies. It's their that physical body that is not operating without the animating life force body, and therefore the physical body dies. You see that? There's a part of you that continues to live on. You see? So when that life force body, when you take your first breath, that life force body is imprinted. It's like a snapshot of the conditions of the life force body of the earth. The earth is constantly cycling through these different phases of energy. Some of them are at the height. Others of them are very low. Some of them are in the middle. And they're just constantly fluctuating. Everything is constantly changing in the earth's life force. And people are being born every minute, every second. And when they're born, that time, place, and date of birth is a particular snapshot of the energy of the earth's life force. The earth continues to cycle on, but then your life force becomes imprinted with the configuration that will tend to shyness. The shyness because of a way that your energy is configured. And yet you still know you gotta get the date, you gotta get the girl. So Bazi becomes a way of understanding, number one, what is it within me why I tend to be shy? because, you know, there have been people to transcend shyness. It's not like this is a fixed way that I am. But what exactly is it that tends for me to be shy? You know, if you go to a doctor and you go to that doctor to get an x-ray, you might go to the doctor and say, "Doctor, I have chest pain." The doctor can say, "Well, okay, but there's a number of different things that can be the cause of that chest pain." And then it gives you gives you an x-ray so that the doctor gets a snapshot, a picture of what's happening with you beneath the surface, you see? And then that diagnostic helps that doctor to say, "Oh, no, this chest pain is coming from this cause." And then they can go ahead and fix it. Bhakti does the same thing. On one hand, if shyness is what I need to transcend to get a job or to relate to others better, then that Bhakti will tell me exactly what it is within me is contributing to that shyness. And then through the different approaches and corrective measures that we teach, Qigong, meditation, and so on, then you can go ahead and take and address that shyness. You can address the underlying energies that's contributing to your tendency to be shy. And this is actually proven scientific. It's like if I were to say to you, look, if you take, you know, sodium, a molecule of sodium, and a molecule of, I think it's a chloride, sodium chloride, right? Take those two things, blend them together. I guarantee you, you're going to make table salt. It's science. It's not. This is not, you know, it's suspicion. It's not faith-based. This is actual hardcore science at work. And if you follow my instructions and you take that sodium and that chloride and you put them together, you're going to make table salt. It's the same thing. You're going to use science, energy science, to cultivate the energies to transform how you function. And that's the beauty of this. I call it the compassion science. Because a lot of times, you know, if you look at the world, the world could use a lot of more compassion. As a matter of fact, I'm almost certain that compassion was one of the reasons why this system came into being. To help us to understand each other better, to help us to understand what are the forces that are influencing our life and how we function, you see? Man has always been concerned and interested in what are these forces, seen and unseen, that influence and affect how we function and how we live. Before Bhakti was even created, we know that there were people that were feisty. There was feisty people before we had a word called feisty. People had a fiery nature and disposition before we had a label called fiery to label them, before we could call them passive-aggressive, frustration-oriented, you know, alpha dog type, before we had these labels to describe how people tended to function, people always had these ways about them. There were always people that, you know, were on the quiet side before we had a word called quiet. There were people that rather not talk, and they would be off picking leaves in the bushes and singing to the birds. Who knows? And then there were other people that, you know, in whatever language they were speaking, they were the chatterboxes. I mean, we've always had these tendencies to ourselves. These patterns in people were always evident from as early as people began to congregate. But a science, a scientific way of understanding what those energies were, what is contributing to those tendencies, and then to now how do we manipulate the energy to change these tendencies for better or for worse, is what Bhakti has delivered to the world. So my child, who, you know, I try to discipline my child and she laughs at me and kicks me in the shin. That child is operating out of an energy that you can look at that x-ray, you know, and use that x-ray to have compassion. meaning to understand what's happening with my children that I can help change them in a way that has wisdom. We have relationships with each other. We try to partner with each other in business. We try to marry each other, date each other. We have children. And those relationships have ways about each other that always challenge the other person. Oh, you say, oh, this person withdraws. They like to isolate themselves. This other person likes going to the movies by themselves. You know, the person goes and takes money and goes because they have this urge within them to be by themselves. And Vazi helps you to understand what's happening with your spouse and to help that spouse to address and to fix whatever's happening within them. That's why I call it the compassion science, because Vazi lets us understand our children, understand our relationships better, build better relationships by fixing ourselves. Sometimes our relationships suffer because we have the wrong tendencies about us. And all we needed was to know what's happening with our energy and then fix it. Some people say, oh, I'm trying to get in a relationship. And they've been saying that for 15 years. You know, and they may or may not have a clue. Well, what's up with me? I'm pretty. I got money, or, you know, whatever ideas they may have in their mind, they might not realize that it's something within them, some way that they function that can be interfering with the strength of their relationships and with the health of those relationships. And Vazi becomes the master diagnosis, the master life x-ray, the master diagnostic to understanding exactly what's happening so we can improve our careers, improve our marriages and relationships, you know, achieve our success goals and beyond. Did I answer your question?
Since you mentioned relationships, I want to stay right there for a minute, because I know that regardless of whether or not somebody has a job or not, or whether somebody has children or not, you know, everybody that's listening is either going to be in a relationship or in a relationship. So I'm going to use a classic example. You might have a sister out there, or even a brother for that matter, that might say, I just don't know why, for the life of me, that I keep attracting the same type of men over and over and over. You might have a woman who just keeps attracting abusive men, you know, either physically or verbally, okay? Now, again, not saying, I don't want to say that because of her snapshot at birth that, you know, and I don't want to lay the blame at her feet, because he had a snapshot at his birth too, okay, that might have shown that he would be prone to anger. But how could Vazi, for example, help a sister or a brother, for example, if they were wanting to get into a relationship? Do you think that it would be healthy, a good advice for someone to do a Vazi chart on their prospective mate prior to falling in love, or, you know, or immediately after they fall in love, before they actually take the next step, because they're going to be dealing with this person and they need to know what this person's tendencies are and what they may be prone to do, how their energies may play out?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, my brother, because Vazi, once you really get into it, is a science that was a part of a much larger system. You got to understand that Vazi and our introduction of Vazi to the world is to help everyone to understand that Vazi is a must-have tool in your tool belt for life. When you look at a relationship, Vazi becomes a must-have tool to help you to understand the person that you're with, but not necessarily to choose the one that you're with. See, then if we try to use Vazi or any astrological system for that matter to choose the one that we're with, well, then now we're getting into using Vazi beyond its scope, because there's other tools. We have oracles, for example, which are tools that allow you to communicate directly with God about the prospect of a relationship. You see that? Bazi
okay.
will help you to understand that reading you got on your relationship better. But it's not going to
mm-hmm.
necessarily be a replacement for a reading, you see? There are some people who are destined to be in a relationship with a person. And that person is there to help you to grow. You got to understand that to answer that question properly, there's a lot of, you know, ideas for why and how we get into relationships. People get into relationships for, you know, entertainment, or they get into relationships for, you know, the financial collaboration. And some people want to date, that clock starts to tick, and they want to have children, or they want companionship. We have a number of different reasons for why we get into relationships. But once you really look at all of the relationships that we are in, you'll find that the closer you get to people, the more challenging they become. The closer your relationships get, the more intimate they get, the more into your personal space they get, there are always these challenges, these idiosyncrasies that surface to help us to grow. That's really what they're there for. So relationships is really a growth vehicle. You see, relationships is really a means to help us to work together to grow and to improve ourselves, to grow and improve ourselves, you see, and to share
mm-hmm.
that growth and improvement
yes,
with others, you see. So I may have a relationship with somebody who, once you look at your energy and their energy, it's like oil and water. And you might say, oh, no, I'm oil. I want me an oil type of brother. But an oil type of brother might not be what you need for growth. You see, so it's not for us to look at Bazi to try to say, to decide, this is the kind of person I want. I want me a brother with this kind of an energy. And then you'll find that that approach is
right.
what gets you attracting the wife beater. You go in a room, and no matter which club you go into, you just happen to pick out the wife beater out of a room, because there is some lesson that goes beyond the scope of Bazi that you're supposed to learn.
Wow.
You see?
Wow.
There's something that
brother,
you have to change from the inside out. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Brother, we've got a call.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in. You're on the air with Brother Sanu Parra. Welcome to Juwanza for Life. Call 4996. You're on the air. Caller 4996. Are you there? Okay, we'll come back to that. Again, caller 4996. Okay, hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
You're on the air with Sanu Parra. Yes,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I know that there are correlations between Bazi and the year that we're in, and then that this is a year with particular energy, and that energy lends us to, you know, it helps us to improve our charts or improve our use of our Bazi charts. And I wonder if Brother Sanu Parra would talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yes, that's a wonderful question, and thank you for your call in. Bazi has many different aspects to it. It's a system with a lot of depth and a lot of different aspects that it helps to shed light for us. When you're born, that picture becomes your natal configuration of your life force. But then that life force, the earth, continues to oscillate through its different cycles. And depending on how your birth configuration of your Bazi chart, your life force is configured, right? Depending on how that configuration is, it's going to be interacting with the earth's different energy cycles. So the earth will continue to go through daily, monthly, and yearly, and even 10-year cyclical periods. And those periods will interact with your life force. So your life force might have an abundance of energy that makes you a taskmaster. Well, you're going to have some energy cycles that will be a challenge. Maybe you have an energy that strengthens those energies within you that contribute to your anger. That's the last thing you'd want to see, because if you're already struggling with your anger, you might come into a two-year period where that anger gets strengthened even more. And without the proper training, you might be in the habit of giving into that anger and you lose your job, or you end up in jail, or whatever, you see? Then there are other cycles that you come into for the year or for a month or a 10-year period that shifts. We see this all the time. You know, a person marries a person, and 10 years into the marriage, next thing you know it, they're making some sort of confession about some bad habit they have that you thought you didn't know about. And you end up saying to yourself, who is this person? You know, where did this come from? Well, the person seems to be pretty stable, and then, you know, next thing you know it, you know, they're off, you know, dealing with stress in some bad way, with drugs or some other bad habit, and you end up saying, well, what happened? Well, what could have happened was that person could have entered a different cycle. They could have entered a cycle where the earth's energy or a different cycle within their life force shifted the energies within them for better or for worse. And they, without knowing that this was happening, were subject to, you know, those energy shifts, you see? So as the sister said in the call, you know, there's, we call it forecasting. There's a part of Bazi, and we have a product that really helps to give an introduction to this. We here at the Tally Network, we have a product, a report that we call our annual strategies report. We have a strategies report, sells for only $20. But what that report does is it takes the energy for the year, and it shows you how your life force is impacted by that annual shift in the energy of the earth, and how to take advantage of those energies. That, you know, it might incline you to shift your priorities. It might incline you to refocus your energies, or to do certain things with your health, or to do certain things with your diet to kind of keep you in harmony with how those energies are being shifted by the earth's life force around us. You know, there are some people that decide, oh, I'm going to go to school. When if they really had a system like Bazi, they would have realized that, no, this is a better time to launch my business with the skills I already know. Or they might be in an energy cycle where it says, no, don't focus on learning new skills. This is a time to be more productive and apply the skills you've already learned. Well, the Bazi becomes that diagnostic for that kind of guidance as well. And that is what we have. We have a system that will allow you to see in your Bazi chart what are the different 10-year cycles I'm in, and then to combine that information with the annual cycles, right? We all, the Earth's annual cycles are the same for us all, right? Everybody is in a wood year right now, for example. But wood means different things for different people. For some people, it's a great thing, because they got very little wood in their life force configuration. And then there's other people that have wood out the wazoo, and the last thing they want to see is more wood. So that was a beautiful question, because it really shed light on this aspect of Bazi. We call it our annual strategies services, where we do consultations for people, and we have these $20 reports. Right now we have a report called your Bazi 2015 Success Strategies Report that really helps people to, without having to learn all of the nuts and bolts mechanics of Bazi, to just get the report and to see what must I focus on for this year with my energy. It's a phenomenal aspect of Bazi that is built on top of the core knowledge of your life force and how it is configured. once you know how your life force is configured, then you have to know how to plot your course, how to take that life force and adjust it to deal with the cycles of challenges and opportunities ahead of us. If I'm entering a 10-year wealth period, that's a great thing. Yay! So long as my life force is not configured to repel the wealth opportunities that are coming to me. Some people enter wealth challenges, they enter a wealth cycle, and they feel it as this urgency that I need to make some money. But because their energy wasn't configured, they didn't structure their energy and modify their energy to properly take advantage of the opportunities that come to them, then that wealth cycle passes them by. You know, and we could say that about a lot of different cycles. There's some people that come into the cycle where they really should be focusing on getting that job promotion or focusing on, you know, improving their standing in the family or their standing at their job, and instead they're chasing relationships. Well, Vazi will help people to not make those mistakes. There are a lot of, you said in the beginning of this program, life is challenging by design. Mm-hmm. Why make it harder by doing it blindfolded? Why make it harder by trying to navigate the course called life without having a way of anticipating mm-hmm. and knowing exactly what's happening and how to address it? Vazi is that solution.
Sister, that was an awesome question. Did you want to follow up with that? Did you have another question for Sanupura?
No, that was a great explanation. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much for calling in. Anybody else that's online, if you just press 1, I can bring you on board. My special guest today is Brother Sanupura. This is an awesome, awesome interview. My brother's got over 20 years' experience and has earned the credentials as a certified Bazi instructor and analyzer, and was certified by Dr. Amen. So you know he knows what he's talking about. Brother, again, when we're talking about energies and Bazi and cycles and all of this, what about somebody who is looking at their life, let's say they've lived a while, and they've, you know, experienced some hills and some valleys, and, you know, they're looking back on their life, and they're like, man, I don't know how in the world I got here, okay? And they find themselves now coming across this information, and they say, well, I want the rest of my life, okay? You know, they may have made some mistakes in their life or whatever. They're looking at the rest of their life, and they're like, I want the rest of my life to go as smoothly as possible. Now, we know, like we talked about, life, you're going to be challenged. You know, you're going to have your times when, you know, you're going to come face to face with something, and it, you know, it might stretch you, for lack of a better term. But when somebody finds themselves in a situation, and it might not be the most pleasant situation, you know, there are people out here that are homeless. You know, there are people out there, somebody out there might have just lost their job. You know, somebody out there might have just got divorced or might be in the midst of relationship challenges. Now, like, just to go back to the relationship piece, you mentioned concerning Bazi, that it's not to help you to choose a mate, but to help you to understand your mate. But now, let's say, for example, somebody out there that's listening might be on the verge of divorce, you know? And let's say, like the sister mentioned about the cycles, okay, or the 10-year periods, what if now you take a person and they're in the midst, their cycle just changed? Now, well, let me ask this question, because I think this is important to lay a foundation. Does the everybody's cycle change differently? For example, let's say somebody was born, when they took their breath, the energy was at a particular height. When their mate took their breath, it was at a different height. So they, and in a different year and a different day. So their energies are starting at different points. So let's say this brother's energy cycle, 10-year cycle, he comes into his, let's say, wealth cycle, for lack of a better term, and then she comes into another cycle. They're not, these cycles aren't changing at the same time, correct? I mean, so his cycle might change this year, her cycle might change in 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. Let's understand what's happening. at the time that you're born, everybody has their first breath, and they may have different configurations of energy. Those energy configurations are going to give each person a set of assets and liabilities, and it's those assets and liabilities that we bring into our relationship with each other. You see that? With my assets and liabilities interact with your assets and liabilities, it's going to create problems and challenges, and it's going to create good things as well. You see that? Now, even though we come at different configurations of energy, we're all going to be interacting with the energies of the earth, which is going to modulate, modify that energy configuration. But fundamentally, sets and liabilities that we're each operating out of when we interact with each other. When one person is challenged, and you'll find that Bazi shines when understanding how you function when challenged. One person, you know, for example, might be very sweet, nurturing, charming, and then when challenged, the claws come out. Another person can be kind of quiet and withdrawn, but when challenged, they resort to humor and wit to try to ameliorate their challenge. You know, we have these different ways of responding to when things don't go as we like or as we anticipate. And the thing about it is that it's those tendencies within the way we function, for better or for worse, that contribute to the successes of our relationships or the failures of our relationships, no matter how close they are, whether it's with family or people close to us. You see, there's some people whose energy is configured for them to have high expectations that almost nobody can deliver on. I mean, you know, there's some people where they don't even realize that their energy, not the person, will incline them to find flaws, to nitpick, to find something wrong with a person, no matter who it is, and they think it's the people. And they might be on the verge, that tendency within them and how it's configured, it might be coloring how they view their mate. And maybe they're in an energy cycle where that tendency within them is heightened, and it might be for them working with, you know, this system and the people that we're certifying to help you with this system, it might be for them to say, look, don't make any major decisions at this point because what you are perceiving is colored, is influenced by this challenge in your life force configuration. So, you know, wait till next year before you leave them. Just let the cycle pass. No matter how bad it looks now, no matter how bad it might seem now, you know, stay the course, you know. And, of course, this would be reinforced by a reading. A person can use the oracle in great. As a matter of fact, you got to understand, what we're trying to do is to bring this tool back to people, to add it to their daily life, to help understand each other and to help understand how to plan their lives. Right now, like I said, we are tending to operate blindfolded. Now, for some people, they might stumble onto $1 million, and they might, and that might help them to conclude being blindfolded is good until they use that same blindfolded mechanism to choose the food they eat, to raise their children. It's like, oops, you know, being blindfolded, I stumbled into $1 million and lost my soul. You know, you might have somebody else who's operating and choosing careers, investing money in a career, investing time in a career, not only to understand that, you know, 10, 20 years after putting all their sweat and egg daily into that career, that they wouldn't be satisfied, you know? And I find that taking the blindfolds off to actually get understanding of each other, I mean, we have a lot of people that we have to interact with for our success. A lot of people have to contribute to your successes, to tell you what you're doing right and wrong, to help guide you, to be a part of your team, to build a business with or for. You know, there's a lot of people that we interact with in our social communities, our families, And if we had a tool that can nourish our compassion to help us to understand and heal each other instead of hurt each other, I find that there's a lot of criticism that people have of each other simply because they don't understand. Simply because they don't know, oh, this is what's happening with my mate when they go and lock themselves in the room. Let me help that
right.
person instead of criticizing that person, you know? My mate has this anger problem, and I feed him hot sauce. I feed him his favorite hot sauce every day. I've been feeding his anger. Oops. Instead, I could have fed him, put some of this other food and give him some of this herb and help him with this qigong and help him without ever having to raise my voice to help him deal with his anger. It's compassion.
Wow.
So we have to live with each other. We're making ourselves toxic. We're making ourselves sick because every day we're dealing day in and day out with a child who does not listen or who cannot learn properly, is not processing things properly, or who can't sit still for 2 seconds, and then we send them to these institutions and they put labels on them. You know, they put these labels on them, you know, this label and that label, and I'm not going to speak specifically to the labels, but we know what they are. And all they may have needed was a tool like Bozzy to help you to understand what's going on with your child and then to do something specific instead of saying, oh, I'm old school, you know, crack the whip. No. Sometimes
right.
the whip is the worst thing that child needs. Sometimes what that child needs is well-placed
sure.
Bozzy hugs.
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that your strategy of dealing with your child needs to be based on compassion and insight for dealing with your relationships, compassion and insight. And that's what Bozzy gives us. Bozzy gives us that peer into, you know, the lives of those people around our own life force to understand. And that is, I think, one of the
mm-hmm.
ingenious parts about this that we haven't really focused on a lot in our previous session, but I thought it was really important to really highlight compassion. When you're around somebody that's
yes,
doing
sir.
Things, you don't understand it, you know, we have these ways about each other. You know, you just get, I'm just getting tired of this person and their flatulence. Or I'm getting tired of this person. He don't clean up. You know, he don't
mm-hmm.
wash his dishes. This happens, that happens. And you criticize, and you make yourself sick and infect the people around you with your sickness through criticism.
Mm.
Instead of understanding that,
wow.
oh, no, okay, this is what's happening with my mate. Oh, no, this is why he's been having trouble getting a job. Maybe we can do qigong together. Maybe we can meditate together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's an herb that can solve
mm-hmm.
this problem that he's had for the past 10 years. And Bozzy becomes that master x-ray to our lives to help find those, to put our finger on the pulse of those problems and even to enhance what's good about us so that we can improve our successes in life. I mean, you know, it takes the blindfolds off. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Brother, this has been a very, very fast hour. I want to give the people telephone number, ways in which they can get in contact with you, because I'm sure that there's somebody out there that heard this interview and they're like, I need a reading. You know, I got to get a chart or something, you know, to help me to understand my energies, to help me to understand my mate, to help me to understand my children. By the way, do you have a few more minutes? Can we go a little over? Are you good?
Oh, sure. I'm here for you, brother.
Okay, my brother. Well, to all of the listeners online, you heard it. So if you got a question, you got a little more time. If you were waiting, you know, the show's not about to end right just yet. So if you have a question or a caller who asked the first question, if you have another question, don't be shy. You can just ask it again or ask another question. But, brother, please give information where people can get in contact with you if they would like to schedule to get their chart done. How would they go about that?
Well, thank you for that. We for this session, I would say, if you are looking to either get your Bozzy chart, to get a consultation, maybe to get one of our cost-effective reports, so that you can gain some insight into how to plan for the year, send me an email at Sanu Parah, S A-N as in Nancy, U, P as in Paul, E-R-A, Sanupara, at gmail.com. That's Sanupara at gmail.com. Or you can go to our flagship website, www.TauiNetwork.com. That's www.TauiNetwork, NETWORK.com. And I will guide you. We're about to launch and debut our certification program where we'd like to, we're putting in place this year. I've been working hard with Shekham Round if I'm in the first, to build our infrastructure to be able to deliver a number of different ways that people could benefit from Bazi. So there are some people that want to really learn more about the system or even to become professionals. If you're in social services and education, if you are in business, if you have a career at all, if you are studying the holistic sciences, or if you just want to learn to deal with better parenting and teaching skills, Bazi is a great thing to learn, and we have a number of courses at all different levels, starting from basic and entry level all the way up to professional certification. We have a college-level certification program that takes you from novice to ninja that we're launching next month. And if you want information for how you can learn and participate in that certification program or one of our other entry-level courses, send me an email, sanupara@gmail.com. Of course, there are others that don't necessarily have the time to learn a system in depth, buy our books, and learn the system themselves to get in depth. They just need to know what to do right now. It's like, I got to pick a career by next month, or I need to get a job by, you know, next month, or I need to figure out right now what's going on with my children, then our reports and our consultations are a great resource for you. So, again, sanupara, S-A-N-U-P-E-R-A, at gmail.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll point you in the right direction to where to go to either get a consultation or to get one of our reports that you can download and have answers as early as tonight. And then finally, towards the end of the year, along the same line as having tools that you can use right now to gain use of Bazi without even having to learn all of the nuts and bolts, we are going to be debuting our mobile apps. We're going to have mobile apps for Bazi and I Ching and stuff right on your phone and tap right into your personal calendar that you can use to plan the events in your life and your success goals and everything in between. And again, for more information on that, check out either our website or send me an email to sanupara@gmail.com. So whether you need help now or help later, we have the solutions for you that we're putting in place to make sure that everybody can benefit from Bazi.
You know, I think now would be a great time to plug Shekham Shekham's book. There's a book that he's written called Bazi Fundamentals, Four Pillars Chinese Astrology Guide to Your Personality. That's, again, by Shekham Shekham, Ra'un Nefer Amen. That's R-A-U-N, N like Nigeria, E, F like Frank, E-R, Amen, A-M-E-N, like Nigeria. Ra'un Nefer Amen has written a fabulous book called Bazi Fundamentals, Volume 1, Four Pillars Chinese Astrology. We'll give you more insight, additional insight into what you're hearing this evening. Again, my special guest is Sanupara. He's agreed to stay on for a little bit more. So if you have a question, please press 1. Bring you on. You might have questions concerning child rearing. What about wealth, Brother Sanupara? Somebody might say, listen, I sure wish my wealth cycle would come in because I'm, you know, everybody's out there trying to play the number to hit the mega millions and become rich overnight. But what about wealth? So if somebody has found that, you know, that money's just not rolling in, what can they do to, let's say they had their chart done and it wasn't in their chart for the next 10 years, what can they do to kind of increase the odds? Can that be manipulated? Okay, let's say they look at their chart. That's a good question. They looked at their chart and they don't see cycle isn't for the next 10 years or doesn't start for 10 years from now. What can they do today holistically that can modify, manipulate that energy so that they, because the roof is getting ready to fall in and they need it now.
Mm-hmm. The energies that exist in our environment, the energies that exist and affect us outside of us, they all exist within us. That's why we are able to sit down with people that we've never met before and tell them about their lives in striking detail to help them to understand that it is the energies within them that is affecting that. So if there is something in their life force configuration, we have our consultation services that can really help get into the details of what's happening with that person and help give them the strategies to correct what's happening from the inside and out. You see that? So that's what we do. We have, for example, we have a career analysis session where we help people to navigate their career decisions or career changes. There are many people that got into the wrong careers, you know, got into obsolete careers or got into the careers that didn't satisfy them, and they're looking to make changes. We help them navigate that. People that are looking to, they're in the career that they like, but they need to, you know, improve their finances. You know, we have our strategies, our annual strategies analysis sessions where we take a look at your energies for a particular year and show you how to best take advantage of that year to plot your course. And then we do more in-depth analyses. You know, I've had some people who were planning their businesses, planning some career changes, and they wanted to get a more in-depth consultation where we helped them to create a 3 to 5 year change of trajectory, you know, to actually plot over the course of several years how to fully take advantage and change their energies to obtain their success. I've been my own client in that regard because, you know, I use Bazi to prepare and position myself for a major wealth cycle that's going to happen in the next 2 years. And that plan has, I say, thank God, that plan, based on the insight I was able to get into my own life force configuration, has helped me position myself quite well for my wealth cycle ahead. So we do that not just, we're not only your professionals, but we're also our clients. We take full advantage of this system for ourselves. So, you know, did I answer your question in terms of what kind of things we do to help a person to address their wealth from the inside out?
Absolutely. Definitely, brother. Again, I'm just thankful for this interview. By the way, I want everybody to know that Brother Sanu Pura is going to be a regular on Juwanza for Life. So every third Tuesday of the month, you can tune in, and you will be talking about a different aspect or building upon the discussion today. So you want to mark your calendars every third Tuesday of the month. Tune into Juwanza for Life from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Brother Sanu Pura is going to be my special guest, and we'll be continuing and tell somebody, okay? And if you know somebody that should have caught the show today but for whatever reason didn't or couldn't, there's an archive that we have that's out of this world. We're constantly interviewing people from the Osiriset Society. Just did an interview with Orwa Hehi Meturan Comet. He's a regular. He comes on once a month. We just talked about the law of Oset. And that's an awesome interview. Talked to Sekhmet Abneter, Hekshem Suharu, Sekhmet Abneter, recently within the last month. And he did a show talking about the Ra initiation and the Osirian initiation. So if you go to the archives, you can listen to those interviews as well. If you enjoyed this, I'm sure you'll enjoy those as well. Brother Sanu Pura, this has been a fabulous, fabulous interview. Brother, I know that it's hard to give a complete and full discussion of Bazi in an hour, so that's why I encourage the listeners to make sure that you tune in, share this information with somebody else, because we're all down here trying to make it. We're all down here trying to get answers to this whole life thing. Again, at times it can be challenging, but if you have a compass, if you have a compass whereby you can use to kind of understand why things happen, you can understand your children, you can understand your mates, you can understand your career, you can understand you know, what's going on in your life and or the lives of the people that you love, then certainly, then you can certainly take advantage of this and it can be beneficial to you. Brother, any final words, any other things that you might want to mention? Queer Substantia is pointing at me. She's saying, ask about yin metal and yang water. So I don't know. If you could, just because there might be some. There might be somebody that's out there that has one of these day masks, and we didn't really get into the day master and what that is. But if you have a moment, we can get into what the day master is, and for example, what would yin metal or yang water? What would that show you if somebody told you that that's what their day master was?
Well, we definitely, like I was saying earlier, we want to launch a number of different ways to help people to be introduced to the system of Bazi and then to take advantage of them, of it in their lives. We've definitely been blessed to be in a position to have gained deep insight into a phenomenal system and have seen its application to so many different aspects of our lives that it would be remiss of us to not, you know, share it. You know, we have forums that we're going to be launching online through the Tawi University. I'm helping to architect a platform that will allow us to not only teach our courses to anyone in the world and launch that in the next, 3 to 4 weeks, but to also have a forum online where we can ask specific questions about our charts and then get answers to our questions so that we can understand our charts better. You mentioned the book. You know, we have books. The Bazi Success book and the Bazi Fundamentals book are two books that exist today. And then I just had a conversation with Dr. Amen. We're going to be writing several other books together to bring the people to help them to really understand different aspects of the Bazi system. And then, of course, we have those tools that you can use today, the reports and consultations that you can get if you just want to know right now what's going on with you. But Bazi is not a subject where I can say to you, oh, you have a yin metal day master? This is what's happening in your life, you see? I can say to you that yin metal, for example, governs, you know, your appreciation of form. You see, yin metal is the source of our ability to appreciate form, to be goal-oriented, to refine ideas, you know, to enjoy ourselves and to delegate. These are just different aspects of that yin metal energy. And depending on whether that energy is very high for you or very low for you, it could be a good or bad thing. You may see these things or you may not see them. Sometimes if that energy is too high, it can lead to a very high sense of freedom and even libertinism in a person. If there's too much of that energy, it can lead to thinking outside the box too much, you see, because that yin metal energy is an energy that governs our ability to think outside the box, to break free from the boxes that society provides or that people provide socially or otherwise, to think different and to think new and to even stand out. You know, it is the yin metal within us that knows to wear that yellow dress at a particular time to make sure that they can be seen or to know where the innovation lies, you see. But if it's too much of that think outside of the box, it could be a problem, you know. So rather than to just make blatant statements about the energies in a setting like this, you know, we tend to focus on more specific questions and applications of the different energies. But I'm sure there's some people out there who may know they have yin metal that can see some patterns in the energy descriptions that I've given. Some of my most power to the people type clients that I've had were yin metal types, you know. They were had an urge to freedom, you know, an urge to think outside the box, to dare to be new, to be different, and, you know, fight the power, you know. And when that energy was excessive with them, it created a rebelliousness in them, you know, that became a problem in their lives. It was great for fighting the system, but not great for their mom and their papa, who they were also fighting, you know. So or sometimes that yin metal urge to want to do things their own way helps them to it affects their money because they're so busy being different that they don't focus on, you know, does it sell? Is it marketable? Where are the trends? You know, maybe that yin metal is operating within a larger structure where there are rules to follow and boxes that they need to follow, and they have a hard time operating within those boundaries. So, you know, we have to look at these things holistically, and that's why we've taken the approach of writing books, writing mobile apps. You know, the mobile app is part of a strategy to give people a tool where on their Android and iOS phone, they can pull up a calendar and take and use Bazi to plot their life without having to understand what's happening behind it. I mean, right now you use light, but you don't know what happens behind the switch. The device was created so that you could benefit from electricity without having to be an electrician. So we're going to have a bunch of those type of tools, your light switch tools to Bazi, that will help you to take advantage of Bazi through reports and mobile apps and things of that nature. But then many of us need to have deeper insight into what's happening with ourselves and our children, either professionally or otherwise. And so our books and certification programs really will address that with people. We've done over 2,000 of these services for people all around the world over the last couple of years. And that has given us a platform to really apply. Everyone knows that we have serviced the community in many ways, which gives us a position to really see Bazi applied to lives and families and children of all walks of life. And we're just at that point where we're ready to share that with the world.
Brother, I want to just say, Tuau, I want to say thank you to all of the listeners. I want to say thank you for those who got the link and shared it. I want to say thank you. And if you got the link and you haven't shared it, I want to thank you in advance because I know you want to share it. There are people out there, your friends on Facebook, wherever you are, you know, share this information because if you enjoyed it, if you feel that it's beneficial, then there's somebody that you know that can benefit from this. And in sharing this information, you're actually helping and working to make the planet better. My name is Jawanza. You've been listening to Jawanza for Life. His name is Sanu Parag Keparang. I invite you again to tune in every third Tuesday of the month. He's going to be my special guest, and we're going to continue this conversation. Again, brother, I want to say thank you. Again, this has been awesome. Please give my regards to Shechem and Shechem Rowland, Nefer Amen. The first, again, the information that you're sharing, the information, the books, all of the books that he's written, my introduction and connection with the Aseret Society has helped to change and continue to change my life. And so I applaud you for the work that you're doing and helping to make the planet better and the lives of many, many, many people better, the information that you're sharing, my brother.
God bless you, my brother, and thank you so much for having me once again.
My pleasure. Again, to the listeners, been listening to Brother Sanu Parag. He's been so gracious. The interview was supposed to be for an hour, but he was gracious enough to stick on and you know, share additional information. Again, we have an archives. If you'd like to hear the show again, if this information was powerful enough to you that you would want to hear it again, I know I'm going to go back and listen to it again. So you can do the same thing. Again, to all of the people that shared this information, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, to all of the members of the Aseret Society, thank you. To all those members of I Grew Up in D.C., Healthy247 that's tuned in, thank you, thank you, thank you. My name is Jawanza. You can be heard, I can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday, okay? We got another show coming up this Thursday, so tune back in, okay? I'll be announcing it, and please, 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 just continue to walk in balance. Again, get the information, read the books, and apply it. And remember, like Brother Sanu Parag said, If you're about to leave your mate, give it to next year. This cycle might end, okay? My name is Juwanza. Peace and blessings. I love you too.